Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hey there, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Pacific, and today we're doing our first ever group interview with the amazing Chicana punk rock band, Faya. Faya narrated the story of the Linda Lindas. If you haven't heard the story of how the Linda Lindas became a band yet, go check out their episode. Hi, everybody. Can you please introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Hey, y'all, we're Faya, and we're a Chicana punk band from San Antonio, Texas. I'm Fonny Diaz, and I play drums.
I'm Jen Alva, and I'm on bass guitar.
I'm Lethe Martinez, and I am lead vocals.
It's so nice to meet you. You play such fun music. Can you tell us how you write a song?
Yeah, the process for Faya to write a song, I mean, we've kind of stuck with the same recipe of rhythm section, getting together, bass and drums, coming up with the best hook that we can come up with, and then we pass it over to our guitarist, and then Lethe gets it. Lethe comes up with the lyrics from there.
Cool! It seems like you all have a great time together. What's the best thing about being in a band?
Well, being in a band is like being in a relationship and just getting to know each other and becoming best friends has been a really good part of it. Then we get to create something together and perform it. I think everything about being in a band is awesome.
Yeah, we get to travel together and we just have a good time, and basically we're adventurers and we're trying to conquer people to come and like our music. It's fun every day.
And there's so many perks about being in a band because, yeah, like you said, traveling. But I mean, the people that we meet, you know, it's just like you would have never been there if you weren't there that day sharing your songs. So it's a great experience.
And I love hearing about the impact our music makes on others, you know, especially the younger crowd who wants to do something like this. It feels so good to empower another person. So I love hearing about that from fans.
A lot of your songs are about feminism and women's empowerment. Could you tell us what feminism means to you?
Sure. It's about equality. I mean, that's it. Some might say, oh, you're a feminist, so you're a man hater. It's got nothing to do with that. It simply means that we want equality and we want respect and we deserve it. And that's what feminism is to me.
Same, you know, we just want equality and we want to be treated the same as any other band. You know, sometimes we get put in a box, but, you know, we go out there and we show that anybody can do this. You can look any way, you can be any way, you can be from any cultural background. If you want to do something, just go out and do it.
You brought us the story of the young punk rock band, the Linda Lindas. What similarities do you see between your band's journey and theirs?
Well, Jen and I had another band called Girl in a Coma, and we started really young with my sister as lead, and she was 12 years old at the time when we started the band. So to watch them start really young and to see their progression happen and people that they're meeting, it's amazing.
And a piece of advice that we had gotten when we first started came from Joan Jett herself. And she said, yeah, you need to appreciate every second of it because it is, you know, it, really fast in a blink of an eye. So I bet that's what the Linda Lindas are going through right now. I hope they appreciate every second of it.
That's great advice. If you could go back and give advice to yourselves as kids, what would you say?
Well, you know, I saw this interview with the Linda Lindas and Elton John, and one of them had said that when they saw themselves doing music, they thought they had to do that when they grew up. That's something that you can't do as a kid, And that's exactly the way I thought. And I wish I could go back to little Letty and say, you don't have to wait. You can get started. You could just try, you know. And that's really all I wish I could tell myself, because I started, I'd say, like in my late 20s. I just wish that I had more time doing this.
The same. I wish, you know, that I had taken advantage of my youth and like had gotten drum lessons. And, you know, I kind of just learned watching other drummers. And, you know, I'm older now, but just take advantage of that time. And if you want to do something, it doesn't matter, again, with your age or you have a passion for something, just go right into it and do it.
Right. I would say be more present in the time and, you know, enjoy the city that you're in. You're usually not there very long, but taking a walk or something, I wish I could have just enjoyed it a lot more.
That sounds like great advice. Thank you, Fani, Letty, and Jen for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We had so much fun.
And thank you for listening, Rebels. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series, Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was produced and directed by Haley Dapkus, with sound design and mixing by John Marshall Media. Joy Smith was our executive producer. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay Rebel!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Good news alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.